We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
According to Ellison's office, it's the first action brought against an entertainment venue to enforce the governor's executive order, which prohibits gatherings of more than 250 people or 25% capacity. Health officials have determined through contact tracing that one known person was infectious while at the rodeo and has since tested positive. State Infectious Disease Director Chris Ayersman said organizers had been working with state agencies leading up to the rodeo seeking guidance.
We had provided information about the limits of size. And then the organizers made a decision. They reached a point of frustration, I think, with what the executive order meant for them. And they reached a point at which they decided that they would hold the event.
According to the complaint, the owner of North Star Ranch wrote on Facebook that while the rodeo would operate without spectators, quote, "I will not stand in the way of people protesting this ridiculous government overreach." MDH says anyone who attended should watch for symptoms because other cases of exposure are possible.
We're concerned about the individual case and the individual event, but we're also concerned about how that event then, as a stone in a lake, kind of has a ripple effect going out.
Itasca County currently sits at a cumulative case rate of 27 per 100,000 residents. Neighbors St. Louis and Aitkin County stand at 15, while Beltrami is 27. Itasca has reported 125 total cases and 12 deaths. Health officials will be watching to see if any cases derive from the large rodeo, but they're just as concerned by other methods of community spread. The percent of cases with no known exposure, like a rodeo, for example, is at a pandemic high 35%. Community spread is one of the state's so-called dial-back factors that health officials are studying to determine Minnesota's status in reopening. This lawsuit seeks civil penalties of up to $25,000 per violation and restitution or damages to the state. In the South Metro, Sloan Martin, News Talk 830, WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.